Conquering Anger Through Meditation, Part 5. I lose my heart's flower fragrance when I allow myself to be owned by anger. Sri Chinmoy. The mind's volcano anger is no match for the heart's fountain love. Sri Chinmoy. Anger can be replaced only with a genuine feeling of inseparable oneness. Sri Chinmoy. How to dissolve yesterday's anger? Just inundate it with today's peace of mind. Sri Chinmoy. These beautiful poems contrast the presence of anger against the divine realities of peace, love, and oneness. Where the divine qualities rule, you cannot have anger and vice versa. What then can we do on a practical level when anger has already taken hold of us? When Sri Chinmoy was asked, "When we are angry and feel annoyance with other people, what is the best way to deal with it?" he answered, "When you are angry with someone, please ask yourself whether by getting angry with him, by showing your eyes like fire and bullets, are you gaining anything or not? Naturally, your answer will be no. But when you meditate, what do you expect? Peace, light, delight, and power. When we have peace of mind, then we are in a position to conquer our anger. When anger comes, sometimes you feel it is coming from outside, and sometimes you feel it is coming from within. If it is coming from outside, try to feel that an enemy is entering into you. If it is from within that anger is coming, then feel that you have allowed a new enemy to live with you, and now you have to try to kill it. How? With peace. When we are attacked from within, we use peace to kill the inner enemy who in an unconscious moment has entered into us and made its abode. Sri Chinmoy. To be continued.